It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern...
Bless us or Iceland. Saba, Canada, how's she going? On the hop for today's show, the secret winter hiding place of bait. Snowhouse traditions passed down from father to son to the Discovery Channel. And living off the winterland, townie style. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. I have great news for you. All hands are back aboard the BCN. The quarrelsome strike that has hampered our broadcasts for nearly 3 weeks has been settled, with one area of concern still to be ironed out, and that's the stokers' demand for the return of the coal-fired transmitter versus management's desire for the continued use of the modern communications array. And ambivalence also this past week, when I heard that my old bridge partner and murderer of thousands, Deng Xiaoping, had played his last rubber. 7-0 Trump vulnerable, doubled, redoubled, and down. But life and this show must go on. When ponds freeze over, we shorten our runs. Though the mercury has been up and down like a yo-yo since Christmas, word is there's at least a foot and a half of ice on the ponds. And this is a lure not many Newfoundlanders can resist. It's time to don the thermals, to wax up the exposed extremities, and dig out the auger from under that bloody useless old canoe. It's time to convene a meeting of the Old Lads League, Da Buys. It's time to mind your hole. This is my ice fishing journal.
Don't forget the worms.
Yes, Jerry, the worms, I've got it.
I'm in the basement of my...
The recreation and utility area.
Right. I'm in the recreation and utility area of my pal Jerry's house. Joining us for the first time in a while is Bill Murphy. It's good to see you, Bill. Oh, Jerry's got the windows taped up, the doors are nailed shut, and the lamps are down low. Secrecy is paramount. Spread out before us here on the ping-pong table is a map of the Southwest Avalon, showing our destination, the little-known and trout-filled deeps of Skin Cabin Pond.
Well, I figure we can get the duster up as far as here.
You think the duster will get up an old wood road?
The snow's packed down pretty hard now.
We build up a bit of speed and approach, the duster will just ski right over the top of her.
You think?
As long as you don't stop, you got our skull.
Now, that'll get us as far as here, the Lucifer Gullies. I figure we can walk in from there.
Looks like that's a bit of a hike.
Nah, it's a straight line. The ponds are frozen.
Yeah, it always looks a lot longer on the map.
Well, you guys, after all, are the woodsmen. Once we get there, though, a wad of shelter.
I'm going to build us an ice house.
What, like an igloo?
Yeah, I saw them building one on the Discovery Channel. No sweat, Paul.
You sure about this here? What do you think, Bill?
Prison changes a man, Paul.
Yeah, I guess it does, yeah.
Crack of dawn tomorrow, gentlemen.
Right you are.
Jer.
I think I could spend the night here in the basement. I was way over in Cincinnati, boy. I never had a biscuit or a bread to bite. Johnny Ball phoned when I was having some tea. He said, do you want to come to work with me on the coal storage? The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. He said, you'll only get 8 hours a day, but I'm going to put you on the cutter anyway. You might get a couple of hours or more, and if you don't clean her, you'll go through the door on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. We go to work in the morning at 8. It doesn't matter if you are a bit late. We take our places and begin to cut. And a few minutes later, you get a pain in the gut on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. We stay to the table for an hour or so. someone speaks up, it's time to go. We leave for the tile, there's no doubt. And the pieces of it hit you in the mouth. I'm the coal story. The coal story. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. The folks down there don't get my pay. They only make $12 a day. But we're all poor people and we just can't wait to go to work for $1.48 on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. The godfish there, they are so small. I wish to God they weren't known at all. But it's okay, I suppose. And most of it comes from up the goose goes to the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. When the fish is all cut and it's time to go, everyone is ready within an hour or so. We wash our aprons and thin our boots, and there's nothing but caps going out the chute. And the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. Now the song's short, but it's not a lie. And I hope we go to heaven when we die. Some of us will, if we're on the list. St. Peter will say to kick me off it. From the cold story. The cold story. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. When I hear that word, I get discouraged.
That was Pierce Cole with the Cold Storage Song. You're listening to DOZC Zagner.
Ah, the traditional truck stop, halfway down the highway to Skin Cabin Pond. The time and the place to put on the old feed bag.
I'll have the pea soup. Does that have dumplings?
Yes.
Okay, the soup and a hot turkey sandwich and a piece of Partridge Berry Pie. And can I have a cheeseburger as well?
Sure. What about yourself?
And could you put a fried egg on the cheeseburger?
Do you have any salads of any kind?
Yeah, macaroni salad's the special for the day, and there's coleslaw.
Okay, I'll have the pea soup then. Thanks. So, hungry are you, Jerry?
You want to put a good stog on before you go up in the woods.
I guess so. Where's Bill?
I think he nicked into the lounge.
Oh, I thought he was off the...
Give her, Jerry! Give her!
Are you sure this is okay?
Shut up, Paul.
It's a physical phenomenon. It's called, what's it called? Something planing, you know? She just skates right over the top of the snow.
The friction from the rapid rotation of the tires creates a thin layer of water on top of the frozen snow crust.
She can just skate. She can go for miles. Give her, Jerry! Give her!
Miles! Give her!
She won't move.
Stunned her, so I told you not to let up the gas.
Don't blame me. Paul's the one who grabbed the wheel.
I thought we'd missed a turn.
Oh, God, my mouth is so dry.
Now what are we going to do now?
We'll have to head in.
Don't you have a coat, Bill?
I'm fine. You just watch out for yourself, okay?
It must be 20 below, man. You're going to freeze to death.
And wouldn't that be a great loss? Come on, let's go.
You got the worms?
Yes, I got the worms!
Cold. There you go, boys.
What? That's it?
What's wrong with it?
It's not a snow house. That's what I believe we used to call like a snow fort. God. When we were 10 years old, these would perish out here.
Boys, stop it. For God's sake. We've got to stick together if we want to survive.
Yeah.
It's not too bad, Bill. It's just getting inside on it is see what it's like.
I think it's fine.
Bought three peaches.
Are we having fun? Here we are then, settling into the old ice house, contemplating a day, a long night now, I guess, for trouting on the morrow. And a little first for the boys and for the country. It's time to play the What's That Noise from Newfoundland. It's making it a little tricky working the two machines here.
How's that for a noise from Newfoundland, Paul?
Oh, boys, come on. Don't be so childish.
Guess where that one came from.
Boys.
Pea soup, Paul.
That's the town of Newfoundland, pea soup.
Look, if you guys aren't prepared to be serious, if you're going to be so juvenile, then I won't play What's That Noise from Newfoundland.
Oh, come on, Paul, boy. We're just kidding. Play it again. Yes, play it again.
Go on.
Okay.
Play What's That Noise from Newfoundland.
All right, okay. What's That Noise from Newfoundland? Take two. A little surprise now for the lads here in the ice house on Skin Cabin Pond, and for you at home. It's time to take the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest in situ, out into the wild. That's it.
It's that noise from Newfoundland again.
I'm sorry, I just slipped out, Bob.
If you guys aren't prepared to...
Well, I tried. I'm sorry about that display of juvenilia. In one sense, I find it very embarrassing. But I got to admit that that is one of the things I find really attractive about those guys. That's exactly who they are. They always let it all hang out. Anyway, it is time to play the game that Canada is discovering. It's time for the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Now, we introduced a new noise last week, and Hollis Duffett, it's good to have you back, Hollis, lay that noise upon an unsuspecting public. That's it, the sound conundrum. So let's dig down into the mailbag here and see what we can get. And we have an email, and it's from Terence Burscheid. Hope I'm saying that correctly, Terence. And he's entering all the way from Saanich, B.C. And Terence writes, Ray, your soundbite question. The ticking sound was the wind-up clockworks which rotate the lens in the historic Cape Bonavista Lighthouse at Trinity. Well, Terence Burscheid from Saanich, B.C., nope, sorry, not clockworks in the Cape Bonavista Lighthouse, and if I'm not giving too much of a hint here, not the clockworks in any of Newfoundland's remaining lighthouses. So come on now, give the radio a crank and put your ear right up to it and listen to this. Hollis Duffett, if you please. If you know what that noise is, then you are bound by the rules of the game to enter your answer into the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can e-us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Now, here's a new band from New Brunswick that you'll be hearing more from in the future. I saw them give a dynamite showcase at the East Coast Music Awards last weekend. Yes, I was there. The group is Soul, and the song is Lucinda.
You are not what I expected in a room conversation full of noise and a waste of people well with me. And now here we sit in the darkness of the day, just smile and bounce upon the data. Lashes on your cigarette, I trip you like a frozen plant. I wonder where she gets her.
afternoon. I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland would like to thank listeners for bearing with us through recent service interruptions and program rescheduling. The BCN is pleased to announce a return to the same schedule you've learned to love over these long years. Coming up after the Great Eastern, it's Look It's. Today, Look It's Lager, Part 1. Host Ricky Parabrame takes a tour of the Big Lad Macro Brewery on Monk's Lane and samples their popular line of huge brews. Look up, look way up. Extra stout, Pilsner Long, and the old smoothie with the fat head, Big Lad Cream Ale. Forget the small beer. Chug, 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 chug. Today on Look It's. At 4, it's Playlets and Episode 21 of Delbert Onglow's Please Make It Stop. Election fever hits the Fleming household. Sullen daughter Brenda is looking at a patronage plum when she bags a bagman and has the explicit photos to prove it. Mom's canvassing for the Socialist Workers' Party again, and feral dad suffers a little setback, declaring that he will seek the Liberal nomination for Bonavista Trinity Conception. If elected, I will not serve. This week on Please Make It Stop. The BCN 5 o'clock news at 5:30 with me, Rita Malloy, returns to its usual time slot. A full and familiar afternoon of information and entertainment, only on BCN 520, All Newfoundland Radio.
You got it through?
Yeah, come on,
Phil. Oh. It looks good. Oh, boy. Whoa.
It seems,
it's strange. Well, this is thinner here.
It's odd, eh?
Well, you're all rigged up, Paul.
Great. Oh, I need a few worms.
Here you go.
Oh, jeez, oh my God.
What's wrong?
Bill, you got the worms in your mouth.
You gotta keep them in your mouth.
They remain vital.
I'd, not heard that before.
Go on now.
All right.
Mind here.
Love of God.
Look at that.
Well, come on, little trout.
Trout can find any. He's a smart trout.
Hey, Bill, what do you got going on down there?
Leave me alone! Don't come down here!
What are you doing?
Freezing. Look at my feet, they're turning blue. I knew I took extra socks. They're here somewhere. The ones that Mom knit. Hey, Bill, they look just... You didn't take my socks, did you, Bill?
Bite me.
That's yours, Paul.
You sure? I think it's Bill's.
I know my hole.
Sounds like a fair-sized trout there, Paul.
Go on.
Okay. Oh, my. Ice fishing with the boys. The vast, frozen interior of Newfoundland. Barren, seemingly lifeless now under a full moon and a blanket of snow. And yet, this area is home to caribou and moose, to fox and snowshoe hare, forbidding to man, and yet... Okay, let's see, Mr. Trout, okay. Oh, man, oh, this feels like a beauty. Oh, yes. Oh, come up. What's that? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god, Bill! Oh, Bill!
The spirit of this.
Look at this. Tape machine started up.
Krupp's Recording Group and Aufgemein Schultz und Schnitzel Gump.
Excellent gear. How does he look?
He doesn't look very good. I don't think he's going to make it. His pulse is really slow. Breathing is sort of shallow and labored. His head is ice cold. Just feel his head. It's freezing.
Lord, that's where he got that metal plate in his head.
Oh, right, the plate.
What are we going to do, Bill?
What are we going to do, Bill? What are we going to do, Bill?
I know one thing. I'm not carrying him out. First things first, I say. The drinky boo.
No. That sounds promising.
That's a death rattle, man.
Well, it might help if we got him out of these wet clothes.
Knock yourself out, Jer. I think this gear is worth a bit of money.
Bill. Bill.
He's passed out. He gave me a fright ball. I didn't think you'd make it.
Jared, I was right back there in the desert.
What?
First, when I went unconscious, I was in Mexico. And there was this light. And I went to the light. And it's a lamp. Detective Agnew. And he's asking me questions.
That was your life flashing before your eyes.
It was so unpleasant.
No one said it would be easy.
Yes, they did. They said if you worked hard and you were honest...
And well, when you're right, you're right.
Besides, your life was great, Jer. You got Sharon and the kids.
Ed.
Oh, no.
She left me again. Those kids. I'm sure one of them is Bill's.
Little Trevor? The one with the spider web tattoo on his face?
Yeah. You know, Paul, I always had a hard time communicating with women. With Sharon, I tried talking to her, but she'd just sit there staring at me and not saying a word, sometimes for weeks. I find being with men is much easier. I sometimes think that maybe... What do you think about men being together?
Sometimes I think about women being together. And it gives me a warm feeling, but... Where are you going with this, Jer?
Hey, Paul, look, it's not that... I've just been reading some stuff. You know, the men's movement?
Oh, geez. Jerry, that's it. Stop right there. You know, I'm a pretty liberal fellow. But I'm not going to suffer any of this men's movement bullshit, okay?
I'm just trying to figure out who I am.
You're an arsehole. Question answered. Now go to sleep, out of it, will you?
At least I'm not an ex-con. At least I got prospects.
You've got a serious prospect. You got a serious prospect of getting a smack in the head.
I'm not taking advice from a
jailbird.
Boys! Come on, boys! Bring it up! Put down that knife! Come on! Stop it, Bill! Jer, come on! Stop, Jer! Look! Put that bottle down! Come on, Bill! Jer, come on! Wait, listen! It's a helicopter! Someone's coming to save us! Down here! Please, look! Down here! We need you! Oh, please save us! Please! Over here! We need a lift!
It took a little time, but things eventually got worked out. Jerry's wife went over to his house to deliver the papers and to clean out her stuff. And after hanging around for a couple of hours with no sign of him, she figures ex-hubby has made an emotional move for the harbor and the suite hereafter. So she calls the cops. Cops soon learn Bill's involved and quickly calculate the terms of parole are being violated. And the search was on. When that igloo collapsed during Bill and Jerry's little fracas, I thought it was all over for Du Bois. Thank God for the Royal Mounted. But hey, it was a pretty decent outing after all, and how better to make you glad you're alive than by having a near-death experience? I've had three or four in my life, and let me tell you, there's nothing beats one of those for making you feel good about getting up every morning and going to work, about paying taxes, about going to sleep with midlife angst and waking up with chronic pain, about self-examination with a hand mirror. So pound back that coffee right now. Get up and go out and enjoy what you have left of your life. Advance carelessly to the pleasure centers of your being. Be giddy. Be free. The Great Eastern crosses the great watery divide between us every week at this time, live from the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. Our engineer today was Hollis Duffett. The director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. If you'd like to write us, we'd love to read you. Our address is 342 Duckwood Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or send an email. That address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. We also have a fabulous award-winning website. Check it out through CBC Radio's homepage. We're in the arts section. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm Erling Biggs, your award-winning weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. First, some community announcements. It's the year of Cabot, and in honor of the great Genoese explorer Giovanni Caboto, the Newfoundland chapter of the Friends of Garibaldi invites everyone to celebrate all that is Italian in our island home. This afternoon, the Vanier 12th Girl Guide Troop will be whipping up a giant zabaglione in the parking lot of Vanier Elementary. Tonight, the JCs have a Cosa Nostra costume ball, and that will be held at the Star of Palestine Hall. Honorary degausser for the evening is Antonio Maletto. Viva Terranova, viva Italia. Now for today's traffic update. In the wake of this winter's largest snowfall, the annual St. John's Run for Poverty will go ahead today as scheduled. Joggers and social activists will take to the street at 2 o'clock. Drivers are reminded that the far left lane of the downtown arterial will be closed for the duration of the run, so the usual traffic congestion will be far worse than anticipated.